This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia this evening. The talks will focus on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defence, energy, space and technology. Mr. Modi was accorded ceremonial welcome at Alvorada Palace, where the Brazilian president, along with his wife, welcomed him. After the talks, Mr. Lula da Silva will host a lunch in the honour of the Prime Minister. From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital, Windhoek, tomorrow on the final leg of his five-nation visit. The Finance Ministry today clarified that no direction has been given to banks to close inactive Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan accounts. It came in the wake of media reports stating that the Department of Financial Services has asked banks to close such accounts. In a statement, the ministry said it constantly monitors the number of inoperative Jan Dhan accounts and advises banks to contact the account holders to make their accounts operative. The government today said that it has not issued any fresh blocking order and has no intention to block any prominent international news channels, including Reuters and Reuters World. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the moment Reuters and Reuters World were blocked on X platform in India, immediately the government wrote to X to unblock them, but X took more than 21 hours to unblock Reuters. The Delhi Cabinet today approved over 900 crore rupees for smart classrooms in the government schools in the national capital. It has also approved the implementation of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, in Delhi. The decisions were taken in the cabinet meeting chaired by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Briefing the media, City Education Minister Ashish Sood unveiled a comprehensive digital classroom expansion plan. He informed that a proposal has also been cleared to create 18,966 additional smart classrooms for classes 9th to 12th. The CBI has busted a cyber fraud syndicate targeting UK and Australian citizens by arresting key operatives in Noida. The agency carried out searches at three locations in Noida, including at a fully functional fraudulent call centre operating from the Noida Special Economic Zone. During the searches, it has seized extensive evidence including advanced calling infrastructure, malicious scripts used to deceive victims, and documents revealing the scale of the fraud and extortion. The Hajj Committee has officially opened the application process for Hajj 2026. Pilgrims can submit their applications through the official Hajj portal and via the Hajj Suvidha mobile application. The online application window will remain open till the end of this month. In Bihar, the state police have arrested a businessman Ashok Saw in the industrialist Gopal Khemka murder case. Briefing media, SSP Patna Kartikeya Sharma informed the industrialist was killed by contract killers over a land-related dispute and business rivalry. Mr. Sharma said a sharpshooter has been arrested and the weapon used in the murder has also been recovered. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rose 270 points to close at 83,713. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added 61 points to settle at 25,523. The world's first ever malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use. Drug manufacturer Novartis has received approval from Swiss authorities for its new malaria drug named Coartem. The development of the drug is very significant as the overwhelming majority of malaria-related deaths occur in the under-5 age group. In archery, former world number one Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Venam will lead India's charge at the World Cup Stage 4, which starts at Madrid in Spain tonight. A 16-member Indian squad is participating in the tournament. The competition will witness the participation of 336 archers from 49 nations and will continue till 13th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.